Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the man whose shirt must match his drink at all times.
That was unplanned.
It is almost the exact color.
It is almost the exact same color. That's kind of impressive.
Evan is here. Wow. It is the same tint.
It is. It is.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that is remarkably close. I feel like you should take a picture.
I think
for Instagram.
To.
Keep my face out of it.
Yeah, I will.
Because no one wants that.
Well, we got to keep you anonymous. All right, bring your...
That's right. I'll put it next to my ponderous belly.
You got to tilt it out so we get some Jarritos cred. There we go. This is good radio, by the way.
It is.
I don't know if you knew that.
What about this show has ever been good radio?
Good point.
For God's sakes, we're a food show that's audio only. What the hell?
But we take damn good pictures every once in a while,
yes.
We're continuing our Midtown Global Market series.
Yes.
We're in week 2 of 50.
I don't think there's that many places
here.
No, there's
probably not.
Unless we want to do a show from the candy place, which I could do.
Or the gelato place. Or salty tart.
Oh. Speaking of salty tart.
Wait for it. Let's at least tell people where we're eating.
We're not eating it yet, but we are seated?
Seated.
Jesus Christ.
You're on a roll.
Oh, my brain is fried. My brain is frozen is really what this is.
Yeah,
I work from home today. I was sitting in my basement. Sitting in my basement office with the heater pointed at me. I have a little desktop heater. So my whole body is like a badly microwaved something. Because like
I would have just gone with your body is bad.
That's true. But part of it is like super cold and part of it is really hot.
Is your midsection just temperate?
Yeah, it's mostly my midsection that's really hot.
Okay.
And then like the top of my head is cold, my feet are cold. My thighs are more of a temperate.
How are your hands doing?
My hands are okay.
All right.
One of the benefits of high blood pressure is the blood moves through really fast, so it warms you up a little more evenly.
Benefits?
It's a benefit. It's a side bonus.
I'm pretty sure your doctor would disagree, but okay.
It's all about silver linings, my friend. We're at Manny's Tortoise.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about because
it smells amazing.
I've never had Manny's Tortoise.
Neither have I.
Perfect. There you go. Precisely.
Right.
I've had Tortoise before. I love Tortoise. I feel like I should downplay the Minnesotan, because if you say torta, in Minnesota, it sounds like tortoise.
Yeah, tortas.
Tortas. Tortas.
Tortas.
Put a little roll on the R. Tortas.
You should be saying it from now on.
Now I sound like the most interesting man in the world.
You
who
are.
Definitely does not drink Jarritos.
Exactly. But Manny's Tortas, Manny's
Tortas
are...
Just pretend you're flagging down a bull when you say it.
I'm sorry, what are we eating again? Manny's
Tortas.
All right. Is one of the vendors that rotates in and out at the State Fair every year, along with Fam's Deli, which is what we had last week.
Oh, does Fam's do the State Fair too?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Manny's, I believe, does not do a full-on torta menu. They'll do one or, I think they'll
the
do
State
one
Fair.
Or two. But they also do, and they don't do it here for some reason, is the mango on a stick that's seasoned with the cayenne.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that every time that the two of us go, they never have it, or Manny's has been rotated out or hasn't been rotated in yet.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll
strike it rich next time.
Yeah. And oh man, I can see it from here. There was a lot of meat that was just shoveled onto a bun. It's just game on.
They don't mess around.
No, they don't.
Manny's Tortas. Oh. We've already made one mistake. on the, or I shouldn't say we. I have already made one mistake.
Well, it's par for the course.
Because we ordered, and then I saw the specials board, which I'm going to give them a minor point deduction on.
Right.
Because the special board is way off to the side
of
everything
like,
else.
Right.
It should be right in front of you.
Yeah.
Especially when that special is something called the Three Little Pigs, which is bacon, ham, and sausage, which I think it's probably chorizo.
Chorizo, probably.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
See, I think you actually made two errors here.
Okay.
One, what you basically got on your sandwich is going to be explosive.
It's going to be amazing.
It'll be amazing, but you're going to hate your life in about an hour and a half.
No, I will be fine. I've been eating yogurt.
Oh yeah, because that'll help. No, you're a dead man. Dead man walking. Oh boy. Oh boy. Here they come. A special. Thank you. Oh. That just smells everything good.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So you got, we'll talk about what you got.
What I ended up going for was the eggs and Mexican sausage.
Right.
Which I don't know why they don't call it eggs and chorizo, but whatever. Eggs and Mexican sausage, but it also comes with the standard accoutrement. Lettuce, tomatoes, avocado, refried beans. Am I forgetting anything? I can't think of any other major things
mayo.
I'm forgetting. Mayo, of course.
Chipotle mayo.
Chipotle mayo. Yeah, this will tear me up. And I was just feeling very breakfasty. I don't know why. I was feeling eggs and sausage.
I was shocked when you didn't get the Cubano.
I saw the Cubano and I was tempted. They also have a Hawaiian, which I tend to like.
Right.
But I was just feeling very breakfasty, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not opposed to the Brinner every once in a while.
That's true.
But, oh my.
Did you quit lusting after my sandwich and describe yours?
I'm sorry. I got the Manny Special, which is, I have the standard accoutrement as well. But I also have like three different types of meat. I got ham, the breaded steak, and I believe I also have just regular steak in there too. And a little bit of chicken. I basically have the meat platter. Meat lovers.
Mm-hmm. That's a damn good sandwich.
I can't wait to dive into mine.
The basic stuff in there, like I said, the tomatoes, the lettuce, the avocado, very bright, very fresh. The chipotle mayo, in my case, mixes really well with the egg and the chorizo. Chorizo itself, not too oily, it's good and crumbly.
Yep.
Good chorizo, and this is a rare thing for a meat, good chorizo should be just slightly damper than sawdust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be that crumbly, almost dried out
right.
kind of vibe to it.
Because
it's never, it's either, like, almost too dry or just oily.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, middle ground.
Right.
And if given that situation, you want to go more on the dry side.
Right.
Because there's plenty of moisture in this with the avocado and the mayo. So it's not, you're not missing anything. It's not like you're chewing on gritty or anything like that.
Right.
But it's got a nice little heat to it, that chipotle mayo. Again, fits well with the chorizo, the spice in the chorizo, but it's fairly mild, so if you're a little worried about spice,
right.
There's also looks like pickles in here as well. If you're worried about like heat, it's not bad.
All right. I'm going to dive into mine.
Go right ahead, sir.
Because I've waited too long.
That's fine.
And these are maybe say a 6-inch sandwich size, maybe.
Yeah, about that. I'd say.
Oh my god.
Cut into two.
I feel bad about
myself. That's health food, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
That is greasy. You know what these remind me of?
High school.
No. Well, these remind me of, and now I have a really strong craving for, that my heart is actually seizing up just a little bit in preparation.
Okay.
Big Ten subs.
Oh, God.
because Big Ten subs, they do the same thing where it's a really good bread that they toast.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't really mention the bread yet, but they use a toasted, I think this is a French roll. I forget what bread they use on this, but as you're filling your mouth, it feels like a French roll. I could be wrong. But it's nice.
Tolero.
A Tolero roll? But either way, it's very crispy and well toasted right from the griddle, and Big Ten does that same kind of thing. So, no, I really want one of those.
First off, this is amazing. I'm almost kicking myself that I haven't had this sooner in my life. This is one of those things that's kind of instantly craveable.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm gonna have a craving. It's now listed on the craving list. Like, like, I'll be laying in bed at night. What am I hungry for? Oh, Mandy's Georgia sounds fantastic right now.
And this would be pinnacle drunk food.
Oh my god.
Because there's enough oil to it.
Yep.
And there's enough kind of
protein.
There's enough protein in it, but there's also
carbs.
There's some carbs, but I'm thinking there's a little bit of acid, which you kind of want after a heavy drinking. You want pickles. You want that kind of acidic, salty kind of thing.
Super contrasted.
Yeah. And this is premier drunk food.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hitting the table. Sorry.
You all right?
I'm sorry. I'm thrown off. Here. So how's it going, sir? How is your weekend? I know you had a... I seem to remember you had something going on this last weekend, or it could be just making crap up.
You were making crap up. Hmm. I had nothing going on last week.
Nothing going on.
Actually, it was complete catch-up from being gone for a week.
Ah.
So it was very boring. Laundry... Did a little bit of cooking because we were basically shut-ins all weekend. Because
it was 20 below.
Exactly. Made an awesome slow cooker jerk turkey soup.
Mmm.
Onions, black beans, diced tomatoes. We used I call for turkey breast, but we used a turkey tenderloin, which was even better.
I really find that with slow cooker, the difference in the various cuts of meat is very minimal.
Normally, I would agree with you, but it was a 6.5 hour cook, and I think had we used just a straight turkey breast, it would have fallen apart too much. There's still like good chunks of turkey in it. And I think I like a little bit more chunky soup.
Mm-hmm.
It also had kind of a stew quality because of the beans. So it was a perfect cold weather meal.
Oh, yeah.
But the real treat this weekend, I bought my girlfriend for Christmas a KitchenAid mixer.
Ah!
Which was really more of a present for Dad.
I've played that gambit myself. Yes. So,
and it might have been one of the best things that I've ever bought for somebody else. Katie had her first foray into homemade bread.
Hmm.
I'm not one that.
Now, did you get? Sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full.
Right.
Did you get any sort of special attachments, or is it pretty much just the same? No. Like the dough hook.
The dough hook and everything.
The regular stuff. You didn't get like the sausage grinder.
No, she's ordering all that fun stuff.
Okay.
I said, you know, if you want me to go in on some of this stuff with you, go for it. Or run it by me. And if I think we have some interest in using it, I'll do it. Probably not going to get the sausage maker until we get a smoker. Just makes more sense to do it that way.
Yeah.
And, so she made bread this past weekend. Now, I don't have a weird aversion to certain textures or even tastes.
Yeah,
no, I really don't. There are very few things. There are very, very few things. But smells are really my I can't deal with smells. Mm-hmm. And one of the smells that was ruined from my many years of working retail was the smell of fresh baked bread.
Why?
I worked next to a Subway.
That is not bread.
I know.
That's Subway bread.
I know. But it ruined it. I know.
Something wrong with you.
I know.
But there is something to be said for that because, like, Subway, and I was just reading an article about this. Some vegan blogger discovered, oh my God, Subway is terrible. Newsflash.
Exactly.
It's terrible. Okay, just get over it.
I'm not breaking news here.
Yeah. But there is something uniquely funky about Subway bread.
And
there's one in the Skyways in Minneapolis, right by the Target.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, there is, and I think I've talked about this before, I swear to God, there's like this wall of funk that you're walking through the Skyway, and as soon as you get like perpendicular, whatever, as soon as you cross that threshold,
you get that smell.
It's that smell, even though you're not even pointed at it. You're
exactly.
Just walking past it.
So, unfortunately, I associated smell. The fresh baked, I know, I realize this.
I'm shaking my head at you.
I'm one to admit my fault.
We talked about this in the car, and one example does not a trend make.
But the fact that it happened so recently.
Uh-huh. Continue your stupid story.
Wow. We have bucked the trend now with the, me disliking the smell.
Bread is one of the most fundamentally amazing smells one can have in the house.
I'm not kidding. I almost went face first into a loaf of bread. It was that good. It was that luscious of a smell. And that's really the only way I can describe the smell. And it was wonderful that she started it fairly late in the day, so I woke up to fresh baked bread smell. So it lasted through
the night.
Explain
the sequence of events here. She started it late in the day, so you woke up to it?
She started it late in the day in terms of started cooking the prep and the whole nine. So it didn't get, the loaves didn't get done until almost 10 p.m. last night. So I woke up and it still smelled like fresh baked bread.
Okay.
That's the smell I want every morning.
I'm shocked that like Glade or one of these friggin' candle companies hasn't come up with a bread, like a fresh baked bread.
You know what the problem would be? It smells like Subway bread.
No,
probably smell like
I think
Subway
you can
bread.
Do it.
I know.
Those people like Glade are wizards. They can transport you to a Russian forest.
A pine.
You know, in your mind, they can figure out how to do. For God's sakes, that one company we might have talked about, there was a company, I think they came out a couple years ago, they were making man-scented candles, and it was stuff like garage, and so they would mix like motor oil smells and exhaust and beer, all these kind of different aromas to create this garage candle.
Right.
And there was like a strip club candle, and why would anyone want to smell like a strip club, I don't know. There was all these different things.
Sadness.
If they can figure that out, they can figure out how to do baked bread.
Okay, I agree with you.
But here's the downside with that. America, if given baked bread scented candle technology,
right,
would be even fatter than they already are.
True.
Because everything tastes delicious when you can smell fake bread.
Right.
Or baked bread, not fake bread. That's Subway. And nothing smells delicious in a Subway. We have a real problem against Subway, and I don't think they'll ever be our sponsor.
No, I'm pretty sure that was out the window at like show two.
It's probably true, but it's just, I am definitely one for the magic of that.
It was so glorious. And I don't think I've ever had fresh baked out the oven, like still steaming bread.
Mm-hmm. Other than, it is something to behold.
You know, I've had like restaurant, you know, it's warm bread coming to the table. Nothing where I've actually seen it dumped out of the pan, let it rest for a couple minutes, and then to cut into it.
Mm-hmm.
I got sexually excited.
You're taking this to a weird place.
I know. I got a half staff. I'm not gonna lie. It was erotic. That's how good it was. had the first piece.
I have so many jokes in my head, but I respect Katie too much.
I know you do.
To make them.
The a little bit of butter and honey on it.
Sure.
And it was a whole wheat. Like it was, I think it was called super wheat or something like that. And it was better than any wheat bread should be.
Wait, you reminded me of something, and I have this complaint. And this is where I'm called a Philistine by our listeners. How is it not possible in this age of GMOs and, you know, man-scented candles and all of this chemical and food wizardry that we have, how is it possible we cannot make a high-quality, thin honey? Because we need a honey for the ADD generation. Because I have tried to use honey. I use honey occasionally when I'm cooking, either sodas or, you know, we'll use it for... I've got a couple recipes that you kind of baste chicken and honey and some other spices and you do stuff with it. But it bothers me because it takes way too long to get out of the bottle. And inevitably, like, crystallizes and gets all nasty. Why can't I get a syrup of honey? Something like the consistency of, like, Quick.
I don't ever, ever, ever want to hear you complain about me complaining ever again. You're complaining about one of nature's most pure ingredients.
I'm not caught pushing
it
the purity.
It is literally a miracle, the production of honey.
Yes.
And you want it quicker, better, faster, and stronger.
Because I'm an American, damn it. I'm not saying it needs to be... I'm not talking aerosolized honey here, although that could be amazing, too. Hey, they can put butter in a spray.
Honey
they
butter.
Can put honey in a spray. I've had honey butter.
No, honey butter spray.
We'll see.
We'll see. This should be a thing.
The problem is it's too sticky, and I don't know if the stickiness would interfere with the sprayification.
Tell me you wouldn't spray a couple of pumps into your mouth. That sounded bad. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's graphic.
I apologize.
But I just, to me, the killer, I can get over the thickness of it. That's what she said. I can get over the thickness of it, but if they can figure out how to do it where it doesn't crystallize, that's what kills me.
I've never had any honey.
I always have honey that just gets hard and it just dries out.
Could it be the quality of honey that you're buying?
It's like even good ones we'll get.
Well,
I don't know what we're doing wrong. If someone can tell me, I'm open to it.
I don't know. I've never had your honey problem. Then again, it sounds dirty.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a recent convert to honey, just as anything.
I am too.
Because, again, it was a speed factor for me. If I want sugar, I can get sugar. If I want syrup, I've got syrup. That's quicker than honey.
It was, honey just recently became a revelation to me. Around the same time, chicken and waffles became a revelation to me.
Well, you know, not all revelations are good. It's fine.
Hear me out. So, the chicken and waffles idea is, it's all about the sweet with the salty.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, why can't you apply this to honey as well? So, back when I was fat, I'd hit the 20-piece chicken McNugget.
Mm.
And you, of course, have to get the three sauces. And I always ignored the...
Of course.
Yeah. Barbecue.
Is that an option?
Yeah, there's three sauces available. Barbecue, hot mustard,
the few times
salad.
I ever bought chicken nuggets of any kind, I never had the audacity to request multiple sauces.
You were never nearly as fat as I was, man.
Oh, I'm fat.
Oh, I know. Don't worry.
I'm just saying... I just...
What I'm saying is, those were my three go-to sauces. But I was always given the option for honey. So...
Just straight honey.
Yeah, like a honey bucket.
Interesting.
You know how they have the
honey
bucket.
Bucket.
Well, you know, they have
I'm familiar with the delivery systems of sauces.
Again, this is just pun upon
just,
upon
yeah,
double
entendre. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
so they had the honey bucket. But I never got the honey bucket until I tried chicken and waffles. And then my life was changed. And now the honey bucket was, is, should still be, should I ever decide to let the wheels come off, be my go-to. But I've never, ever had a problem with the, your honey problems.
Well, if you're dipping something into it, it's not a big deal. It's more when you're trying to measure it out.
You don't know the trick?
What is the trick?
Spray your measuring vessel with vegetable oil.
Or no, because then I get vegetable oil in my shit.
No, just a little bit
of
spray.
I don't want vegetable oil in my soda.
It's like, we're talking of smattering. And it will, I guarantee you, it will work. Is that too much work?
No, it's, I just, no. I don't want to
make a difference.
To me, it will. I'm very finicky when it comes to some of these things.
This was incredibly messy.
The torta, yeah. You've done an admirable job of keeping the destruction to a small city block area.
Well, I didn't
area.
Want you to get into the blast zone.
That's true. We have not actually spilled food on this recorder yet. I don't think so.
The night is young.
Yeah, that's true. Oh. This is another one of those places that I said this last week. If I had ended up living here, like we were planning on, I would be down here all the time.
You'd be 5,000 bucks.
I would have my name. It'd be like Evan Special. It would just be, yeah, the Evan.
The Evan.
Something.
It's one of everything.
It's just every meat.
Yep.
No refried beans.
The sad part is, I thought about taking a picture. I wasn't about to...
We neglected taking a picture that
Sorry.
Time.
Sorry.
That's
it was,
fine.
It was
we
not
both,
happening.
We both failed. We're both equally responsible, so we could have done it.
I couldn't
if
wait.
I do like I'm thinking about doing and ordering a second one,
I
might take a picture of that.
There still. You better go up there and check, because they might have a slightly earlier closing time.
Well, we are recording late, so I don't know.
Because Manny took off already. He was all bundled up, but I think there was another woman back there
was
doing the cooking.
All right, I'm going to go check. You vamp for a little bit. Do you know anything about this Kitchen in the Market thing that's coming this week?
I don't. Do you?
A little bit, but I was hoping you would so then you could tell people about
no,
it.
No. I got nothing. You better go check. Go. Quickly.
All right, I'll be quick.
Away with you. Give a play-by-play as Evan goes to get his sandwich. He's moseying up to the counter. Waddling up to the counter. He's got a look of confusion and... Oh. And excitement. And he is... We have success. We have success. We have a thumbs up sign. Make sure you get to go. Evan, make sure it's to go. Make sure you get to go. Okay, just checking. Oh, he's got a beaming smile on his face. He's coming to the realization he's spent now nearly $20 on two sandwiches. Oh, it's just a joyous look on his face.
Yeah, lunch tomorrow.
Oh.
Very excited.
You should be.
Let those three little peas marinate in their own selves.
Oh. Just 45 seconds in the microwave. Because that bun is hearty. That will hold up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Any more in the day, I'd be pushing.
Yeah, the only thing you got to worry about is the avocado, but even then, avocado doesn't go that bad that quick.
It just goes brown.
Yeah.
And actually, you know that. Okay, thank you. That brings me to a topic that I wanted to bring up. I actually discussed this with Stephanie Meyer, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
So speaking of food wizards
right.
out there, one of these GMO guys has figured out how to crossbreed some apples with some. Something, I don't know what.
Okay.
So that you get an apple that doesn't brown.
Well, who is eating their apple that slowly?
Well, that was my point. Who the hell is eating their apple? If you're eating your apple to the point where it's browning,
right.
You're doing something wrong.
Exactly. This is not the apple's problem.
And the counter argument that apparently was given was the people that want this are the ones that will cut up slices for their apple for like their lunch.
Yeah. Or you could eat an apple like a real man and not cut it up into dainty little pieces and take a bite out of it.
See, I will still cut an apple.
Disappoints me.
Here's the problem with that. I like wielding knives. Is really what it is. I'll just sit on the couch. When I say cut an apple, I'm not talking. I will cut it up into a plate, put a little thing on it, bring it over. No, I will sit on the couch with an apple and a big knife and just cut off hunks and eat them right off the knife.
Why don't you eat it like a man? Just take a bite out of it.
Did I mention the giant knife? If anything's more manly, it's with giant knives.
Or using the two or the. The 30-odd, I don't know how many people I have, do you?
Somewhere between 5 and 100,
exactly.
I'm sure. Somewhere. We knew people in high school that easily had 70 teeth, so.
or the Jada that has like 120.
No, it's just one big one. It's just a single ridge. It's like a shark. Not a shark. What are the, like, the carp? Do they have the big teeth ridge? There's some fish.
Teeth ridge. We just lost Food Network as a sponsor.
We lost them a while ago. I see your point about just biting into an apple.
Yes.
And I don't have any problem with
that. You're not having to wash a dish. Or even walk back over to the dishwasher at that point.
Then all you have to do is get a knife.
Throw the apple. If you can hit the garbage.
You just get a knife. No, you sit on the couch with a little paring knife or maybe even a big ass knife, depending on what's clean. Doesn't really matter. You just cut that son of a bitch up. And if you're smart, here's a tip. Here's an Evan special tip. Okay, have yourself an apple, and you cut it with a knife.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure I know where you're going with this. You're going to make this more unhealthy, but go ahead.
No. Well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It's not any more unhealthy as if you did these two things separate.
Okay.
Take your apple. Get a good tart apple, like Granny Smith. Okay. Something with a little pucker to it. You cut that bad boy up and eat it, you're fine. Then what you do is you go and you make yourself a grilled cheese sandwich. Okay?
Okay.
And if you're like me, you have your grilled cheese sandwich with a little ham on it.
You gotta cut up
the ham a little bit. Use the same knife.
So you get a little apple drippings.
A little bit of apple drippings in the ham. You grill that son of a bitch up. Then you cut the sandwich with the apple knife.
Apple ham sandwich.
You get a little bit of tartness mixed in with your ham and cheese sandwich.
That's not the dumbest idea you've ever had.
That is trying to come up with creative ways not to have to wash things.
You should still wash it
after that. But this is efficiency. You do several actions with one knife.
Multi-purposing knives.
Hell yeah.
That's a pretty good idea.
We're on this show. I think I can speak for you a little bit. Where we're not anti-GMO warriors in any stretch.
No,
like we're not quite as paranoid as some people are about as far as that's concerned.
I prefer stuff as organic and farm-raised as possible.
But I'm not scared of GMOs.
No, neither am I.
You know, and frankly, if they could come up with an apple that would walk to me, I'm cool with that.
Right.
Why do you have a nut?
I just put my hand between my legs.
And you found a nut?
Yeah, just one.
It looks about the right size.
Wow.
You didn't think I was going to let that one go.
I know. As
the words were coming out, you just knew it.
I had no choice. You had no choice.
It was fate.
Yep.
It was predestiny. So I did mention the Kitchen in the Market thing. There's an event going on with Kitchen in the Market and our friends, Stephanie Meyer. This
weekend?
Thursday? It's the 31st.
Okay.
I don't know what day of it. No, I think
would
that's
like
Friday.
To Google it?
Yeah. But go to her website or just Google Chicken in the Market. Kitchen in the Market, which is someplace that I would love to do more stuff with because it's a cool little organization.
Not to be confused with Chicken and a Biscuit.
Not chicken, which tastes like foot. If you like Chicken and the Biscuit, don't listen to this show. I'm comfortable losing you as a listener because you are a subhuman. I know you love. I know you're pointing at yourself because you're laughing so hard. But I'm assuming you're laughing so hard because you realize that you're a subhuman as well.
I'm not subhuman.
Chicken and the Biscuits taste terrible. What's wrong with you?
It tastes like chicken. And a biscuit.
Chicken should not be biscuitized.
It's a cracker that tastes like a chicken.
No. That requires chicken dust. And meat should not be dusted.
Oh, it's like chicken dust. It's,
no.
It's awesome.
No, it's disgusting.
I might buy a few. I might buy a box on the way home.
Oh, right, they've chicken in the basket? Oh, or, oh. What?
Jesus Christ. They've got about 40 links on their website. Here we go. This Thursday is the...
Thursday, okay.
Is... No, not this Thursday.
It's the 31st, I know that.
There's nothing going on this weekend.
There... Are you sure?
I'm positive.
This is gonna bug me now.
But they do have 80 Buck Chuck night coming up, which is cooking and wine education with Chuck Kaczynski of Solovino, which is hands down the best wine store in the Twin Cities. If you like the Four Perkins, and our good friend Jason Aldi, the wine version is Chuck Kaczynski of Solovino. They also have the History of Food seminar with hands-on cooking education and dinner on February 13th. And they also have a
so
sushi...
So it's also Thursday.
Yep. They also have a sushi class, Sushi Unrolled, on Thursday the 20th of February. So there you go. That's all I got.
Oh, this is going to bug me. She's... Poor Stephanie, she's been promoting this. It's food plus cooking plus apples, oh my. Is what it's called. It's a Fortify event. Friday, January 31st at Kitchen in the Market. Maybe it's a different one. Isn't there another one?
No. This is
what's the place? What's the one in the by Lake Calhoun? Or the Calhoun Mall? What is that?
Kitchen Window.
Kitchen Window. Okay, that's something. But yeah, that's yeah. Food plus cooking plus apples equals oh my. It's the 31st. We'll put links to all this stuff in the show notes, so don't feel like you gotta take notes while listening. But
you're listening to our preparedness level.
Well, whatever.
I feel like we're in the Taco Crossfire right now. It's fantastic.
The Taco Crossfire?
Yes,
I would totally play that game. Do you remember
too.
Crossfire?
I do.
The one that should have killed children?
Yeah.
Because you're basically just firing ball bearings at each other.
Because we're in between Manny's Tortas and El Burrito Mercado. And if you haven't been to a El Burrito Mercado, this is a suitable replacement or substitute for the St. Paul one. But the St. Paul one is freaking ridiculous. And I can't wait till we eat at this place.
Thank you so much.
But I think we have to break it up next week and do something other than Mexican, because we have four different Mexican places within here that we're going to have to hit. So... good luck to us.
So yeah, the event going on the 31st, 5:30, 8:30, for a fun, interactive, happier hour with a James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, Tasty Bites, and time to have some fun in the kitchen. So yeah, looks like a lot of fun. Don't know how much it is.
Probably expensive.
I don't think it is. I think you're okay. But anyway. So, opinions about Manny's Tortas. I want to cut the show a little short because we're running a little late and I got stuff to do tonight.
That's
so.
All right. Epic sandwiches. I mean, we haven't had a good sandwich in a while, have we?
Probably since that sandwich place that we went to, where we went to the park.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was like 90 degrees.
It was like, yeah, it was the summer, late summer.
Exactly.
What was that Nelson's. Name of the place? Nelson's, yes.
We haven't had a good sandwich in a while.
That was a damn good sandwich.
And this just hits on every level. It was hot. It was comforting. Mm-hmm. It was still kind of familiar.
Yeah.
I felt like I got a little, like, almost cheesesteaky flavor out of mine.
I can see that with yours, yep.
You got the creaminess of the refried beans and the avocado, the freshness of the tomato, and the creaminess of the cheese, too. Oh, I would have a hard time coming here and getting something other than the Manny's special. but I think that might just be a challenge just to try something different.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the individual parts of what you got, you can get separately.
Yeah.
We also mentioned the Cubano.
Why would you?
We've also got the Hawaiian. We also have a veggie one, if you're of that persuasion. I don't know why you
I don't
get
know
that.
Why you'd be listening to the show at this
there
point.
There is that. I'm sure we've offended several vegetarians by this point.
Exactly.
But lots of options. They've got a wide range of Mexican drinks. They got
yes.
the from the cold side, you got the Yaritos as well as the Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
And then from the hot side, they got the Mexican hot chocolate, which would probably be really good right now, but I just was not feeling it.
They also have a good dessert selection.
Yeah, they got
tres leches cake. They have flan. I can't read anything else from here.
Those seem to be the big ones.
Yeah. But they looked amazing.
And yeah, tiramisu.
Oh, there you go.
They got arroz con leche.
Ooh, rice pudding.
Yes. Thank you. I knew that.
Oh, I didn't know.
And then they have something called the dessert of the day, which to me is the sandwich that I ordered.
Yes. I can smell that.
I got one for tomorrow.
You lucky bastard.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
question
excited
is, do I work
you.
From home tomorrow or not?
The answer is yes.
Probably. See, my boss...
Because you can't eat that at your desk. It's just going to be...
Oh, I don't care about my desk.
Keyboard?
It's not my keyboard.
Keyboard.
It's not my keyboard. I don't care. I'm sure you could build an entire lunch out of the shit in my keyboard right now.
Yes.
That keyboard is the keyboard I had when I started there 5 years ago.
Oh. Wow.
So, and I'm a frequent desk eater, so...
That is the only place I eat. I keep wiping my eye, and I have...
You have Chipotle mayo on your fingers.
I do.
Stop wiping yourself in the eye.
You think I learned. That's not the case.
I was cutting... I was messing with green peppers.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. And not only did I wipe my eye after touching them, I wiped my nose.
Oh, no.
So I just looked like an allergenic mess. I don't know if that's the right word, but whatever.
No.
But I think it's safe to say we're highly recommending Manny's Tortas.
I think if we're ranking one and two as we head into our third week of Midtown Global Market, Manny's Tortas is number one on the board.
I think so too.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about Manny's Tortas and the story of how they got there, if you check out our friend James Norton's book, Minnesota Lunch.
Yes.
I think that's what it's called. I'm terrified.
Not even close.
There's lunch in the title.
Oh.
Not the new book. Not the North Coast Atlas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's called Minnesota Lunch.
Yeah, I have it at home. I don't know why.
I know, so do I. But Manny's has a whole chapter where they talk about the just not only Manny's story about coming here and starting a business, but also just the torta itself. And it's a great chapter, probably my favorite. I have two favorite chapters in that book, the Manny's one and the pasty, or I forget what they call it, but it's the one about the church ladies in the basement making the pasties.
Yeah.
I think it's the pasty, or no, it's not the pasties, it's the porchetta. The porchetta chapter,
yes.
That's
yes.
what it is. Which is very close to a pasty, so. Anyway, I guess I'm trying to think what we have to talk about else. Minnesota Food and Wine event, they've started to promote it now. If you're going to that, being it's early March, you bought tickets for
yeah,
it.
First weekend in March.
First weekend in March. If you're going to that, let us know. We'll hang out. Or
you're
Dave will hang out.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going yet.
You're not going.
I'm going to schmooze, see if I can get a free ticket. I only go places that I'm comped.
So sad.
I'm saving up. I got expenses coming up here, so I gotta.
You have
gotta
no
save.
Expenses.
I do actually.
You
know, so.
You don't have kids. You don't. Have...
I have expenses coming.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, where am I going?
I do have one last question.
Oh sure, hit me.
Before we left Midtown Global Market last week.
Yes.
You flaunted something in my face.
I did. I went to Salty Tart,
yeah.
which is right next to Fam's, and I got their macaroons,
yeah.
coconut macaroons.
How are they?
They were $4 for $6,
yeah.
so that works out to $1.50 a piece.
And?
I split them with my wife.
I was willing to buy them off.
I know.
I was going to give you fair market value for that.
No, because then I would have lost money. Because, honestly, it was okay.
You shut your whore mouth.
It wasn't, it was not.
I am so hurt by that.
Why? You didn't make them. They weren't bad.
They are my favorite sweet thing to eat.
To me, at first I don't think they were worth $1.50 a piece. I think that was a little pricey.
Oh, I completely disagree. I'd pay $2 a piece. That's how good they are.
I thought they were too chewy, I'll be honest. I like a little more lightness to my macaroon.
I'm not sure I can kick.
I don't like the.
It's
I don't like
you kicked my dog.
I don't like the notion.
I don't even
like,
have a dog.
I don't like my teeth sticking together as I'm eating something. That's just my rule. So they were a little chewy for me. I'm sorry.
They're too perfect. Is that the problem?
No, that's not. Perfect. That's not a perfect. Too many macaroons aren't chewy like that. It's different. They're lighter. They were good. I'm not complaining.
No, don't even talk to me.
Why are you so angry?
I can't even look at you. I get giddy when I have them at the State Fair every year. Giddy. Like, num, num, num.
And that's
I get them multiple times. I have at least 12 over the course of August.
Yeah, I had two and September. I was pretty much done.
So for you to say that hurts me to my core. Like I said, it's like you kicked my dog. And I don't even have a dog. But it's like you kicked it. I'm hurt.
I might just go buy some more just to not eat them. I might go buy a pack throw them away.
You don't even deserve it. You don't deserve it.
That's
what that is. They might sell it to you, but you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it to have it in your mouth. That's what she said. Wait. Never mind. Anyway, final thoughts on Mayonnaise Torches. I'm giving it 2 thumbs up.
Me as well.
It was an epically good sandwich.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
You should be.
As well. I might Instagram pictures of it.
Here's the real question. Will it make it till tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, because I have to go home, quick do some work, and then leave right again. So okay. I won't even be home for most of tonight.
But it could be a late night snack.
I don't late night snack.
Okay.
I don't. It's
all right.
Which is weird as a fat man.
Exactly.
You'd expect me to. Yeah. But no. I'm not a big...
Says the guy who wants his honey more like Hershey Quick.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
I'm not a big... I don't know what to tell you.
Anyway.
I do know to tell you, of course, that you can follow us on the Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG, Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife, Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife, or Instagram, just WellFedGuide. Stay tuned for more stuff at the Midtown Global Market. If you are a part of the marketing team of Midtown Global Market, please retweet this, because that would be huge for us. We've liked everything we've been to so far, so I think we're worthy of a retweet, for God's sakes. Anyway, thank you guys, as always, for listening, and we'll see you next week.